You are a man of faith. You're a man of wonder.
I don't have to have faith. I have experience.
What kind of experience?
Well, I have experience of the wonder of the life. I have experience of love. I have experience of hatred, malice. I like to punch the guy's jaw. And I admit this. But those are different divinities. I mean, from the point of view of a symbolic imaging, those are different images operating in me. For instance, when I was a little boy and was being brought up a Roman Catholic, I was told I had a guardian angel on my right side and a tempting devil on my left. And when it came to making a decision of what I would do, the decision would depend on which one had most influence on me. And I must say that in my boyhood, and I think also in the people who were teaching me, they actually concretized those thoughts.
They did what?
It was an angel. That angel is a fact, and the devil is a fact, you see? Otherwise, one thinks of them as metaphors for the energies that are afflicting and guiding you.
And those energies come from?
From your own life. The energy of your own body, the different organs in your body, including your head, are the conflict systems.
And your life comes from where?
Yeah, there you are. From the ultimate energy that's the life of the universe. And then you say, well, somebody has to generate that. Why do you have to say that? Why can't it be impersonal? That would be Brahman. That would be the transcendent mystery that you can also personify.
Can men and women live with an impersonality?
Yes, they do all over the place. Just go east of Suez.